Good afternoon, Patterson.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Mick. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Is Mr. Chad around today?
I can check. I think he's down there. 1 second.
Thank you so much.
Here.
Hey, big guy.
Yo.
So, I needed to give you a call and let you know that tomorrow's going to be my last day at RDI.
What?
You heard me.
Your choice, their choice.
Oh, my choice. If it was their choice, I wouldn't be on this phone. So, no, I was offered a position with IJO that I accepted, and, you know, shared it with Michael, and, you know, he's like, wow, after 21 years, like, that's okay. He's like, I get it. You wanted to go do something different. So, I kind of joking to say we're not divorcing, it's just I'm going off to college.
Yeah, I don't like this decision.
Sorry, bud.
Did you thought you should consult me at all on this?
Let's put it this way. I've been putting pen to paper for each of the people that are my contacts, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to hear it the loudest out of Chad. He does not want to change. This is not going to be good.
You're just trying to make me feel good.
No, I'm dead ass serious.
What are you, asshole? Now what am I going to do?
Well, the nice thing about it is they are giving me the opportunity to kind of hand select every replacement. Anybody that I'm like closer to or
yeah,
have a relationship.
Yeah, but I spent like decades to train you in.
I know.
Christ. Now I got to deal with some other schmuck.
Okay, so get me out of the, yeah, I know, you know, there's only so much schmucks to go around. I mean, all kidding, like, I know, like, look, I know what you like, that you're easy. Like, all I have to do is say, this guy knows what he's talking about, don't give him a bullshit SI-2. If he's asking for an SI-2, he's really asking for an SI-2 that looks like an SI-1. You know, screw that up and you're going to lose his trust, period. Like, that's easy.
Yep.
Like, I know you don't like to bullshit around. I mean, how often do you like people checking in on you?
Oh, it seems like you bug me every damn month. It's annoying.
It was almost every. It was basically every week, because if I skipped a week, you're like, why didn't you call me?
You know I gotta be babied.
Yeah, there's a little toddling there.
I don't know what the baby sit the schmuck over in Minnesota.
We were two good schmucks together, buddy.
Yes, we were. I hate to hear it, but I'm happy for you. And what are you going to do there?
So it's kind of a multifaceted position, but the very first thing that I need to focus on is fixing their membership. Their membership's kind of gone down over the years. They got a little stale. And their previous manager, I mean, I get very nervous of how to say that, because I don't know who was pro-Jeff and who was anti-Jeff, but, like, Jeff turned a lot of the membership off. And, again, you can't be everything to everybody all the time. It just doesn't work. But he was all about himself, as far as I was concerned. So building the membership back up, building the reputation back up, but I think my final resting spot in that organization is really business development. Not necessarily from a, you know, again, I mean, I've got jeweler experience, I've got vendor experience. What I think I've brought to the table, even on the board of directors, is I see it as three entities that need to work in collaboration. and everybody else always seems to only see it from their vantage point. So I think I've got a unique style that really does work to all three benefit.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I hope you have success, and I wish you the best, and it's
Thank
been
you.
An honor to know you.
Yeah, you as well. You got my phone number. That's not a company phone number, so you want to
call
bust my
home?
Oh, yeah,
I got
your
cell number. I got your personal cell. You're screwed.
You
want to
call me.
When's your last day there?
Tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And come next week, I'll just be harassing you for diamonds.
Whatever. Here's another thing. And we are on a recorded line, like the whole nine. I think I know someone that you'll enjoy. His name's Scott. He's been here for like 15 years. He's kind of like how do I explain him? He'll consistently call to make sure that you're good, but
yep.
You can guide him of saying, "Hey, you call a little bit too much. Hey, I need you to call, don't go 3 weeks."
Yeah.
Like just kind of like you'll easily be able to keep him on the tracks, and ultimately and I mean it, this guy actually in his brain, he really tries to do the best he can for his customers. They're not just filling in the blank
Sounds
and
great.
Send.
Sounds great.
All right. If you're not smitten with him, but you don't want to confront him about it, you throw me a text going, "Yeah, this is not my cup of tea." No, seriously. And then I can pass that message on to somebody where we can tell
you. You know me well enough. I'll call it as it is, right?
Okay. Well, if you want that, but if you don't want that headache,
just pre-warn them.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to tell him you're a ball buster. So, which is, he actually likes that kind of stuff. Like he does have that humor. So that's the reason I'm thinking you two might be a decent mesh.
That sounds good. All right. Well, like I said, I'm sorry that you're leaving, but I wish you the best.
Thank you. I don't say this to everybody. I very much enjoyed our friendship over the years.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
So,
all right, brother.
So hopefully
we'll
cross paths somewhere.
Yeah, why don't you get off your lazy ass and get rid of your two jobs and come to an IJO show and you'll see me.
I know.
Have a beer.
I know, yeah. If it happens, believe me, you ain't going to bed.
You got it.
All right, pal.
All right, bud.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You as well.
All right.
All right, bud. Bye-bye.